yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account of him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. This could have been spliced right into John's letter. They all agree, if you're in the kingdom of light, why would you turn back and behave like you're walking in the kingdom of darkness? And what are many of your ministers teaching today? They're teaching you, once you're baptized and come out of the water, don't jump back in the water. Isn't that silly? Jump back into unrighteousness. Everything is fine. Everything's on the table. You want to become a member? No problem. You can come, you, your wife, your girlfriend, your baby's mama, your significant other. Come on in, you and all four of those women. And as long as you're tithe enough, we'll accept you. Everything's on the table. There's really no sin. You don't need to repent. You, sister, no problem. Come on in. We like all three of your boyfriends. Bring them all next week. Let them all sit down with you. No problem. You're openly homosexual? No problem. We might even let you preach next week. You can talk about how that type of relationship is sanctified. You got it. You embezzle money from Wall Street? No problem, brother. Don't repent. Jesus loves you just as you are. You know what? Take some of that money. Put it right in the offering. You might even be a deacon next week if you give enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's what we're going through today. We are now back in medieval Roman Catholicism. That's what we've done. And God is not happy. He's not happy. And we will read his word, and we will be faithful, and we will correct our brothers and sisters in Christ, not like a witch hunt. Not that we all have to dress the same and act the same and have the same face, but we're all called to be godly. Judge yourself by the word, not by Oprah Winfrey, not by the new gospel of Pope Francis, not by the new gospel of Billy Graham, where everybody's included, but by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how you judge yourself. Focus on Scripture. Final warning. To those who are backslidden in the church, especially the leadership, we're begging you, in love, we're begging you, please, come back to the real Jesus. You cannot have this different Jesus, this New Age Jesus in your church, and think you're going to be blessed. Everything is fine now, but trust me, God is going to visit Europe, and he's going to visit America. We have not experienced the last hurricane, tornado, financial collapse, anything, because we're just like Israel in the book of Isaiah. No matter what God does to us, we will not turn. We will not turn. So while you have these liars telling you, you got your best life now, wealth and health, everything's great, let's have a tithing drive, let's get ourselves new Cadillacs and fat bank accounts and bigger homes, I'm telling you, Jesus will use the poor to give witness.
Amen.
Jesus will use the poor. Jesus will use the have-nots to correct the haves, like he's always done. Do not be deceived. There is a new Jesus, a new way Jesus floating around out there. Do not be deceived by Antichrist. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, we ask you, Lord, that you would make your word enter into our hearts, dear God. We pray for a new reformation and a new revival. We pray, dear God, that you keep us humble, always depending on your Son for our lives, especially our spirit life. We pray, dear God, that your Holy Spirit would be with us this week and protect us until we come together again as a family and praise you and call on your name. Amen.
Let's go.